Boca. We play before the game.
John Madden is Associate Professor of Music, Associate Director of Bands, and Director of the Spartan Marching Band at Michigan State University. That was John calling out the tunes for the Spartan Brass at the Breslin Center. He supervises all athletic bands at MSU. Professor Madden and the Spartan Brass will be embedded in the I-Zone tonight as the Spartans square off against the Michigan Wolverines in Big Ten basketball action. WKAR's Peter Worf joined John Madden on the Breslin Center floor before last week's win over Minnesota. Peter and John looked ahead to the coming March Madness and talked about Spartan Brass performances at football and basketball rivalry games.
The musicianship, I think, is the same. And, you know, this is about a 100-piece band here in Breslin. 90 of these kids are in the Spartan Marching Band, so they just carry that Spartan tradition over into it, but they know the differences.
What's the difference, if there is, in intensity between the pre-conference games and then as we get into the conference, as we get into the Michigans, the Indianas, the Ohio States, and as we approach March Madness?
Well,
what do you feel different?
It's interesting. I think there's a real palpable difference with those games. You know, it's very similar to marching band, is that when the band is in the stands at Spartan Stadium, we're like a big pep band. When we're on the field, obviously, we're a whole different unit. But we carry that pep band component, so we feel the energy in the stands in Spartan Stadium. That same feeling exists here, and now we're amping up the games. Now we're talking protect your home court. You know, we got to protect, and it's plus the Spartan Brass is embedded right into the heart of the I-Zone. So they're part of the I-Zone. They're part of the student section. In this case, they just play their instrument and ride that wave of energy.
I think you can imagine how the basketball team prepares and executes the protection of its home court.
Yep.
How does the band do that?
Oh, I think, you know, you bring your A game sort of like a player does. There is an A game for the band. There is a game face for the band. You know, and so you feel it. And if you're kind of in the swarm here and you don't have it, your peers around you will sort of pull you along the way and get you there. So, and I think that goes for everybody in the I-Zone, too. There's a tangible difference. You can feel it and see it on their face. The students across the board at Michigan State love this basketball team, and they help support that ride that they know they're trying to take.
John Madden is Director of Athletic Bands at Michigan State University. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Peter. Thanks for having me.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
7 seconds left. Summers, Locust, the jump shot. Got it!
And a gutsy call, and I like it, by Tom Izzo.
Well, tell me your thoughts. Michigan State came out hard. They competed. But Michigan was the aggressor in this game, and that was the difference in victory.
For Michigan, Chris Webber, James Boswell, Jawan Howard, Jalen Mills, and Michael Talley. As you see, Matt Steginger back for Michigan State in the lineup. He missed the only game of his career against Purdue last week. Dwayne Stevens, Mike Poplowski, Martin Montgomery, and Sean Respar. Fire it up, Greg. This is going to be a big one.
It's not a series that should be dominated probably by either squad, because both teams should be good. Both teams are good this year. I don't think there's any question that, in my estimation, this is their best team in a lot of years. They are solid in just about every position, and it should make for a heck of a game.